It's time for Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, on the Golf Radio Network.
Kevin Stadler joining us on the range here at Angus Glen. And I know he's very pleased to be part of this Canadian super show known as Jody Jenkins, the golf guy. And you're looking very dapper today, Kevin. We thank you for taking some time out.
Sure, no problem.
Tell us a little bit about, well, we've been asking a lot of the players about expectations, and I'm frankly sick of that question. Tell us a little bit about your year so far. I know you've been experiencing some success.
Depends who you ask. I don't think I've really played very well at all year, but it's taking a turn in the right direction lately. I mean, I haven't had any very good finishes, but I'm starting to play a lot better.
And what part, okay, well, you want to talk a little bit, what part of your games, you talked about finishing, is that the specific thing, or is there stuff you're working on right now?
Not really, just my putter's been pretty cold all year, and kind of is the root of all problems with me, but get a little tired of missing putts, and it starts to work problems into other areas of my game, but been making a few more lately, and just everything seems to be a lot easier when that happens.
Now, Canadian Open, our national open, some would say very important, not only to Canadians, but also on the tour itself. Is this a tournament you were looking forward to attending, or simply doing it for business?
No, absolutely. I love coming up here. I mean, I've only played one other one at Shaughnessy a couple years ago, but it's got great history, this event. I mean, it's, what is it, the second or third longest running tour event we have. So, love coming up to Canada, and just don't get too many opportunities anymore. So, just enjoy it.
I know, Kevin, you're a member of the European PGA this year. How many events have you played over there, and how have you done over there?
I haven't played hardly at all.
Really?
I played a lot, maybe 4 or 5 times at the end of last year. They got a very different season. They have, like, probably 50 events on the calendar, and they start in November and pretty much go around the clock. But I spent a lot of time in Australia, New Zealand, played once in China last year. Most of November and December. So I played 5 there, and then I just played the British last week. And then would have liked to have tried to get back over and played some more. I just haven't been able to afford taking time off of this tour.
And what's the best part about being a pro golfer, Kevin?
Not having a 9-to-5.
Flexibility.
Absolutely.
And final question, 20 Canadians in the field this week. Can you name at least 3 of them?
Oh, yeah. I can name plenty of them. What do you want me to start with?
Hey, whatever. The more you name, Tim Petrovic couldn't get 3, just so you know.
We'll go with Moreland, Hearn, Leggett. Then I can go with nationwide guys like Bryn Perry, James Love. They put me on the spot. I can name them all in like 10, 15 minutes.
No, excellent. We appreciate that, Kevin. And we wish you all the best this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You know, we'll have to see how things get going. But the course seems to set up pretty well for me. And I like the way the greens are rolling. So we'll see if we can get some birdies and chase up there somewhere on top of the leaderboard.
Now, we're with you on the range, Chris. And you were just striping some nice irons here off the range. Talk to us a little bit about your game, what you're happy with, what might need improvement.
Everything needs improvement, always. I generally been driving the ball pretty well, been putting pretty well, and if I can clean up some of the stuff in between there, then I think we'll bring the scoring down a little bit. So
we know that you do play regularly on the nationwide tour with a friend of ours, John Mills. He didn't come this week. He felt that he had to play. You, on the other hand, decided to come and play here. What's the difference? Why is that the case?
I did the same thing last year. I was in a little bit different situation. Monday qualifying in the nationwide, and I wanted to lock up my card down there. So I had to miss Hamilton last year, which was a shame. I like the golf course. John, this year, he's 28th on the money list. Top 25 get their cards. So I think he's in the right spot for him right now, and he's played well in Omaha before, so I'm sure he'll do real well down there this week and could even lock up his cards, so that's good. I'm up here because I haven't been up here in a few years, and Bill was nice enough to give me a spot, so glad to come back to Canada.
But you've been playing well this year.
Yeah.
We follow the Nationwide Tour fairly closely on the show, and we always mention that you're playing, and you're playing well, so that's a good omen for you.
I appreciate that. I think we've all been playing pretty decently. John, Dave Hearn, Dave Moreland, myself. Bryn was in the playoff that I lost as well. So, I mean, I think we've got a good contingency down there. If we can move everybody up and get them to the tour, then that'd be perfect.
Now, Chris, you're a TaylorMade guy. Do you mind walking us through some of the equipment you have in your bag there? Anything specific?
Not at all. We got TaylorMade driver R7. What are these irons called? our seven irons, I guess, as well. So,
and you got the burner.
Noticing a theme here. This is a burner three wood.
Burner three wood. What about that putter now?
Pinner,
the belly putter.
No, long putter.
No, just a long putter.
Used it for probably 5 or 6 years now, a long putter. I think it's cheating until they tell me I can't do it anymore. I'm going to keep doing it. But Pinfire Golf, yeah, they've been really good. They make a great product. So got that in the bag. And Titleist ball, Titleist glove, and some Bob Vokey wedges. Good Canadian boy, Bob Vokey.
Excellent. And one final question. You're one of 20 Canadians in this field. Can you name five other Canadians that are playing
Absolutely.
Alongside you?
And I'll name some random ones. Just for the viewing public, we'll have Kevin Senecal, Brian McCann.
I know Brian.
See if we can find someone else somewhat obscure. I'll name myself because I'm obscure. I'll be the sixth. Bryn Perry, Brad Fritch, Manitic. Yeah. And we'll go with Andrew Parr, a young Canadian guy. So Long Lepp and Richard Scott and James Love and all the regular guys like Weirzy and Ames. So I think if we can clean up about the top 10 spots on the Canadian flag, then we'd be
what are the chances of the Canadians locking down the top 20?
Pretty good. I think we're a favorite to probably pick up the top 20 spots this week. So keep your eye on the leaderboard, see if that happens. All right, this is Chris Barilla, and we're at the Canadian Open. You're listening to Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy.
Another drive down the middle on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy.
Hi, Greg Seemungle here from Trillium Wood Golf Club, voted Quinney's number one golf course for the past 6 years. If you haven't golfed Trillium Wood this year, then get ready for a great surprise. I invite you to come out and see our new clubhouse, restaurant, and lounge with a great new menu designed by our chef, one of the area's best. And let's not forget what made us famous, Quinney's premier golf experience with pristine fairways, paved cart paths, spectacular greens, and all at a price that may well be the best golf value in Ontario. Trillium Wood Golf Club, Highway 37, 5 minutes north of the 401 Belleville. Find out why we're number one.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's
2-4-1
Golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed.
For
full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Come on now, be Luke. I can do it. Play like Luke. Be Luke Donald.
What are you doing?
I'm visualizing. Just got my MP67 irons. And these, oh, they're sweet.
Visualizing? Jeez, just hit the ball. What's so great about MP67s anyway?
Grain flow forged club heads and a new slender cut muscle design. A real player's club with great feel. It gives me better control.
Hey, that's a nice shot. Mind if I borrow your MP67 irons?
Get your own set. Your pro can custom fit you. These Mizuno irons will change your game.
Mizuno, your passion is our obsession.